The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we were talking with BEMA before and just really learned a lot of information about preparedness for any event that could happen. So we did get a lot of great information. And of course, the guests that we have today were here because of Christina Liu, and we are now at the Talk of the Town segment, also known as the Christina Liu Hour, where we talk a lot about what's going on in the town and also what's going on with each other. And Christina, great guests as usual, and like really important stuff. You know, you always talk about, I forget which co-host always talked about that nugget that you get.
Like, it was Iris Bunchef, the golden nugget.
We got a lot of them today. You know, we did. It's so important to really think about all the, you know, not just your medications, your prescriptions, you know, and make sure that you get the medications renewed immediately. But also the other medications that you take, your pain reliever, your allergy meds, you know, the things that you need, you take daily, your vitamins, whatever. So, I mean, just like things like...
No, you're right. And, you know, I think the overall gist is of course, there's like, you know, the overall staples that like everyone should have. But then there really are a lot of individual things. And I think that that's so important to really think about. I mean, listen, I pack for an overnight trip and you should see the things that, you know, come in my toiletry bag.
You have a scrapbooking material.
It's only the bare necessities, you know. But I think that that's really important. And, you know, being that I've talked about this before on the show, obviously my husband prides himself in, you know, preparing for, you know, disaster. There's really like little things, and I know Becky, you were saying you have gas and you did like the actual hard wiring of the generator. So we have oil at our house. So we had right prior to Sandy. No, it was right after Sandy, I think it was. We lucked out. We were like, it was like a Twilight Zone episode because we were like the only house on the block that still had like all its power. But what we bought after was a generator that a dedicated line was put in, but ours is gas. So it's outside. You know, and we have like, you plug it into this designated line thing that goes into the breaker box. So if things do trip, you know, you're able to kind of do that. So that's, you know, another, and it's a nice little, I mean, we laugh because I could totally agree with you. It's like, you know, we do all this prep and everything's all ready. And then it's just kind of like, you just have a generator filled with gas, but it's better to be prepared than, you know, not prepared. And I have to tell people that something that we have, and we actually want to get a larger one, are these little solar chargers. Obviously, they can't power your house. But they are, you know, and not just for a disaster, but I bring it to the beach or if we go on a walk or something. And I think they're so amazing, you know, for your cell phone or whatever. There's all different little plugs on it. But my husband even has a bigger one, and there's all different kinds now that are like very big that can actually power, you know, some big appliances or whatnot. So I think that that's important for people to kind of know, because I like the idea.
I'm curious about that one, that solar charger.
I'll send it to you.
Now, this is for like there's different levels. And what do? You leave it outside?
Yep. It's like, it looks like a solar panel. Like, you know, some of the big ones look like legitimately like a big solar panel because I'm looking at it because my husband's for his birthday, you know, that was one of the things that he was interested in because we do a lot of kind of off-roading and stuff like that. So we wanted to have that. But there are ones that are like thousands of dollars that, you know, obviously the price goes up, the more power it has. But it's, I mean, I had no idea. Because like I said, the one we have that we take around with us looks like, you know, an iPhone size, you know, maybe a little bigger. So that it's just like a good little tip that I always think is great.
You Look, know, I have one that's plugged in, you know, mm-hmm. a small backup charger, mm-hmm. and it just stays plugged in. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever a power outage, I guess, I've never done it, but I guess I can use that to charge my phone.
Yeah, no, because those are like those external chargers, because I have those too. I'm terrified of losing cell phone battery, so I have like, you know, chargers like up the wazoo. So
one other thing that I think was is important to note, I'm curious to see what you guys think. I mean, I think it's important that if you are going to be leaving your house and you're, you know, even if it's just precautionary, that you let an entrusted neighbor know that you're going to be gone for a while or where you're going to be, because so many things can happen in the neighborhood, you know, if in fact you do lose power or someone needs to get to your house or, you know, no one knows where you are and the house is vacant. So it is important to make sure it's an entrusted person to actually know where you're going so they can keep you posted on what's happening in the neighborhood as, you know, people
I think
start
that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I do have that with my neighbors. And that's a lot of things. Like maybe you mailed, you don't stop your mail. You only be gone a few days. So maybe rather than have your mail spilling all over the mailbox, they take the mail and give it back to you when you get home. Or papers laying around, newspapers, whatever. Those are all
or Amazon
that
packages,
they,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that was those signals that nobody's home,
right,
to the wrong people. That's what they do. They look for these kinds of things.
No, it's really true. You know, and I just think that is literally the point of Project Independence, is really this preparedness thing and, you know, the broader sense of things. So I think it's, you know, it is an evolving process. I mean, I look at, you know, Jay's rule of thumb is always like, you know, if you're in the store, pick up an extra can of something,
yeah,
right? Just to have like these, because it's not, you know, breaking the bank and it's not overwhelming, but, you know, you kind of just have like a little base or whatever. So I think that that's always, but it's something you constantly have to look at, you know, because I think when, you know, the pandemic hit and, you know, everything was, you know, crazy, we had, you know, these storage boxes where, of course, I had labeled like with expiration dates, what everything is. But, you know, that was all well and good then. But, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I need to like relook at this because there's so much stuff that has kind of expired, you know.
Right.
So it's something that you really need to check. And your obviously batteries and, you know, there's all these things, you know, with the flashlights. I mean, how many of us run around and like the flashlight is, you know, not working, you know? So there's so many. And listen, I could probably supply all of North Hempstead with the amount of LED candles I have floating around my house. So it's just little things like that. And I think it's beneficial too, you know, if you're in a store and there is something on sale, you know, just like pick it up. So.
And yeah, if there is something on sale, you can always call me, you know.
Right, see, and so it's support right there. You are, it's neighbors helping neighbors right there.
There you go.
You can recycle the perishable foods too. If it's getting to the point where you should really do something with it before it goes bad, donate
it's true,
it to
because
the food.
We had in
well,
my
donate
house,
it to a food pantry.
We had a,
you know, they'll use it right away.
We had a crazy amount of baked beans. You know, we weren't sure. Apparently, all of us, you know, felt the need that was something we all needed to survive on. So it actually came in handy this summer, you know, because we were like, all right, I was like, we need to kind of keep, you know, things in. And I brought some donations to our local supermarket, you know, out of that was like a great point with that. But it's just, it's little things, you know, and obviously, you know, you can prepare for every little thing. But there are certain little steps that you can do to kind of, you know, get you through it and to start that base, you know, that backpack that Otto has, I pride myself in because I have that backpack also. And it really is such a great, you know, little compact thing. You know, obviously it doesn't have everything in the world in it, but it's a good starting place for people.
Have you looked in it, by the way?
Yeah, well, I looked in it because, you know, when this whole pandemic started, you know, my husband has his own that he had crafted. So I said, well, I have my backpack. And I was quite impressed. There was some pretty solid things inside there. So,
well, there's batteries in there, and
there
my
is.
Thought was
there
I
was
put
batteries
them on the side
and a flashlight
because I want to test those batteries. Maybe they're not good anymore. Of course, that That was in 2016.
Yes.
When we got those bags, they ran a seminar at Clinton Mountain Park.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully try and do another one of that. You know, Kim and myself, we were just talking about it yesterday. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, with COVID, it's a little tricky. They're not necessarily scheduling certain things, but I think I really found that to be one of the most beneficial and informative programs. And you walked away with a goodie bag, you know, so who, it's like a great time for me. But, you know, and like the water thing was so huge. You know, that's something that was also in the kit. It's those little like pre-packaged like water things that I saw that were in there, emergency little water packets. But, you know, there's so many things out there now, too, that, you know, we had picked up. I think it was called, you know, don't quote me, but it was something called Zero Water or something. It was like a filtered water pitcher thing that I don't know, that something Jay knew about. I wish I could. We could have Jay on here. He could tell us all about it.
Yeah, Jay.
But there's little things like that, you know, because, you know, getting water was such a kind of a nerve-wracking situation during the pandemic. And I think it's all, you know, like what Rebecca said, you know, we learned so much from Sandy, right? Then, you know, the pandemic hit, you like learned so much from that. So I think it's all kind of just building on and to get yourself prepared because, you know, I'd rather have a whole garage full of, you know, toilet paper. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, different things that you might need, obviously, because it gives you that security because it's just nobody wants to be panicked.
One of the things that came to me in the last couple of days, I've been hit twice by this by people. You know, I'm not a technical person, right? We talked about it in an earlier segment. How do I order food? How do I do this? How do I do that? Probably be a good target, a good goal to have like a non-technical tip list. You know, just put it in one place for people to have. You know, we hear it all the time. We hear it on some of the meetings, the advisory committee meetings. You know, what about us, the non-technical people? And I got hit, you know, by friends who, you know, they know I'm technical. So right away, but you're technical, blah, blah. So anyhow, the point being, I think it would be good if we did do that.
Somehow, yeah.
You know?
No, and I think, you know, what's a good point, which maybe we should actually bring up at one of our next advisory committees, because I think the best kind of lists like that come from people's experiences, you know, because you know, there's so much, you know, out there half the time, you don't even know what's actually happening because there's so many different companies and organizations and whatnot. But I think that that's a good point. And people can kind of share, you know, what they have, you know, experienced or they knew someone that used this because that's right. Otto. I mean, look, it was for a technical person kind of navigating some of these things. I mean, you know, it was the first time I had to use certain delivery shopping things ever in my life, you know, and you kind of had to be skillful at, you know, when you went on and how, you know, organizing the time because it was,
right.
they would book up. So it was crazy, you know, so I felt like I was getting, you know, hot concert tickets, you know, when I would score like a Peapod delivery.
But so I think that's a great idea, Christina, the advisory meeting. Maybe even when you put out the agenda ahead of time, say, bring with you suggestions for non-technical approaches to, you know, whatever. All these things we just talked about, you know, ordering food.
We have to take a quick break. We'll continue speaking with Otto Loos and, of course, Christina Liu. We're at the Talk of the Town segment. You've been listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.